We have been looking for a way to include some things that are little nuisances to those people that are in the audience. In another life, with TV cameras shooting on me, I used to be a pretty darn good consumer complaint reporter. And I don't do that investigative reporting much anymore, but I've been looking for a way to maybe do something. And this week I met with the Better Business Bureau's Jesse Schmidt, branch manager. And this morning we had a couple of things we're going to talk about, but as news happens, Jesse, we got topped by something that was even bigger, affecting so many more of those listening.
Exactly. If you watched any news this morning and you're a Yahoo user, you know that potentially your email information was hacked. They announced yesterday that potentially 81 million Yahoo users had their email information hacked into. And the problem with that is how much information do you have on your Yahoo profile? Do you have your phone number? Obviously, they have your email address. And the only problem I see with this, it says that impacted users will be prompted if they haven't already to change their password and may receive an email notification or a text message from Yahoo. The problem is the hackers have that same information too. So you don't know if Yahoo is sending you the message or if the hackers are sending you the message. So do you want really be diligent in tracking that you're getting the correct email information? And I would just tell anybody that has a Yahoo email address to go change that, your password right now on your Yahoo account. And as interesting as it is, Chris Carter, another DJ on one of the sister stations.
Country 92.5.
Yes. Was unable to get into his Yahoo account first thing this morning. Had problems logging in. So that, you know, it just goes to show you it's local already this morning.
It is. Two other scams that you were going to mention, 984 charge that you noticed. What's that about?
Right. This has been going across the country and has been hitting users in our area as well, is that there is a charge, a random charge on your credit card account. Could be as much as $9.84, could be as little as a dollar. And what credit card scammers are doing is they run those little charges by a candy bar at a gas station. And if nothing comes through on that, then the next day, get ready, because they're going to go to town on your credit card. But credit card companies are getting wise to this, and they're really looking at these small charges on your credit card. So that's that scam. So I'm telling people, you know, where you used to look at your statement once a month, and if you saw maybe a small charge like that that you didn't recognize, that you'd think, oh, it was just a dollar. Now you need to go line by line, charge by charge on your credit card account. And if there's a charge on there that you don't recognize, you need to contact your credit card company immediately.
There's also a one-ring cell phone scam.
Yes.
This is kind of interesting.
And, you know, this is rampant. I can't tell you how many people have reached out to us via our many methods, Facebook, email, that sort of thing, that people are getting this one quick ring on their cell phone, and the number is out of area. They call it back, and in some cases it's an adult entertainment line, but you are calling into a premium service of which they are the holders of. So you're going to see a $20 premium service charge, $19.95 is the number I've heard, on your phone bill. And so you may be listening to an adult entertainment. So it's a variety of things. And we call this phone cramming. So again, lots of people have gotten this call. And, you know, I've heard both ends. I've heard that older people like me may be curious and just call that number right back. And so then they get into it. And the other one is they say young kids don't leave voicemails. So they'll just hit redial and call that number back as well. So they've got a wide potential audience out there. And I think because kids don't pay their phone bill, typically their parents pay it. You know, until they get the bill, it's too late.
Jesse Schmidt, BBB, the BBB Bits is what we're going to call it. People need to get more information or contact you. They do what?
They can get online at BBB.org, or they can call us locally at 271-2066.
All you needed to know about those people that don't have your best interest in mind in business, Jesse Schmidt.
Fortunately, there's a lot of them.
Yes, there are. Jesse